Want to hear something good?
Want to hear something good?
That's good.
I got to tell you about this good thing.
Did you hear about that program? It's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What's good?
What's good?
Did you hear what's good?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
Hello, welcome.
We were just doing the Spider-Man moment of like everybody was pointing at each other like, who's going to do the intro?
You missed my robot during the intro song.
Oh, I didn't miss it. Hello and welcome. It is our spoopy podcast episode.
Did you say spoopy?
Spoopy.
It's spoopy. She spoopies time we talk about Halloween.
Spoopy. Michelle, what's good?
It's spooky season, and joining us today, first time ever, all three podcast hosts in one room.
Woo! Ah, man, I didn't mean to hit the golf clapping. I wanted it to be bigger than that.
Do we have a spooky sound effect?
Yes.
Spooky.
Not currently, but that is on the list. We'll just record you doing that.
I'd be happy.
If this is your first time joining us, I'm Michelle.
I'm Alicia.
And I am Teresa.
So, ladies, why are we here today?
We're here to talk about scary stuff.
Spooky season.
Spooky. The best time of the year, so I hear.
So, speaking of the most spectacular time of the year, Teresa, can you let us know what's going on in the Goodwill neighborhood? What's good, Teresa?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good? October. Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. We are sponsoring one of the sponsors of the inaugural Halloween Expo thrown by the people behind the Lilac City Comic Con. And that is October 14th and 15th. Yeah, give it some love. Give it some love. She can't find the button. Give it some love. Ooh. Yes, it's very exciting. So we will be doing a pop-up costume boutique at the expo.
That sounds fun.
It's going to be amazing. It's at the convention center, 10 to 6 on October 14th. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of the demo that goes to the Comic-Con, so people are really into their costumes. They probably spend all year thinking of what they're going to wear the following year. So we're going to have accessories. We're going to have sustainable costume items from Goodwill.
What does that mean, Teresa? She just gave me a look. I can say I will gladly hop on this bus. So sustainable costumes. We will have regular clothing items that you can mix and match to create sustainable, air quote, costumes. So items like jackets and shirts and pants that, as not part of a costume, just looks like regular clothing, but when you mix and match and use a little bit of spooktacular Halloween magic, you can create a one-of-a-kind costume.
And you can use those pieces and wear them throughout the year for something else.
Yeah, save the planet.
Or if you're like me, you can just keep wearing your costume every single day. I have no problem.
Is every season spooky season your soul?
Yes. I don't know. I guess we'll all find out.
We should just switch our casual Friday to like costume Friday.
Okay. I tried. That was not the sound effect I was going for.
Soundboard failure.
You know, I think you jinxed me, Michelle. You're like, you're pretty good at all the sound effects.
Pressure.
It is too early in the morning and I've only had one cup of coffee.
Well, exciting news. So if you're not quite sure what you want to be for Halloween, you will be able to come see all three of us at the boutique.
Yeah, we have sourced some amazing stuff from our stores. Like Michelle said, everyday items that we've turned into amazing costumes and accessories. The accessories are beyond.
I saw the costumes staged on the mannequins that we have, and they were pretty. I got pretty excited about it. Are we able to spoil some of the details?
I don't know. Do you want to? I know.
Maybe
there,
one.
There's one particularly shiny, shimmery blue cape that I think all three of us have pranced around the office while wearing it.
I may have done that literally this morning. It's too fun not to.
It's got the little thumb holes too, yes. So you can like make you know, cool shapes with your cape. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's very like magician's assistant like.
I was dancing in way too many circles and got really out of breath. So I'll tell you what, though, it does wake you up in the morning.
There you go.
So
yeah. October 14th is the boutique, but how long is the actual Halloween expo, Teresa?
Yeah, the expo runs Saturday and Sunday. It'll be Saturday from 10 to 6, and you can get early bird tickets to come in at 9:30 because they have all kinds of great cast members from your favorite shows or movies, and it runs Sunday as well. I believe that's 10 to 4.
Yeah,
it
I think runs it's 4, yeah.
10 to 4?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Saturday and Sunday, all kinds of stuff going on. Makeup tutorials, costume contests for kids and adults. Yeah, we should say that it is a kid-friendly event. It's not going to be super gory, so you can bring your little ones. And we have awesome costumes for the little ones, too. Yeah. We have some amazing stuff for the little guys.
Where can people how can people get tickets?
They can get their tickets by going to HalloweenExpo.com.
Nice.
Teresa's really excited to spell this out for you. Teresa, what's the website?
Well, it's Expo XP. XSPO, like Spokane. So Expo, yeah, Halloween Expo.
And I heard we have a little, maybe if an expo convention is not quite your thing, Teresa, what's our next family-friendly event?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Michelle. We are hosting a trunk or treat again at the South Hill Goodwill store. This year it'll be on Saturday, October 28th. Yeah, it's worthy of some applause. We are stepping it up this year.
Ooh, third year?
It was so much fun last year. We had, you know, 500 or 600 people, and I really expect it to increase this year. It runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the parking lot of the South Hill Goodwill store on East 27th Avenue. Again, check the good bits below for more details. But it's going to be amazing. BECU is a sponsor of this event. So we are going to be not only, you know, you get yummy treats and toys and things like that out of all the awesome cars and vans and things like that are dressed up in spookiness, as well as a photo booth. Ooh. Which may or may not have some jump scares, so, you know, watch out.
Alicia's giggling because the photo booth is Alicia's.
Yes.
The photo booth's amazing. That's my baby. Yeah, people are loving that.
Let me take pictures of you and your kids and all their crazy costumes, and that's so much fun.
That's one of my favorite parts that we started doing last year is if you're a mom and you're listening and you're always sad because you never get a picture of you and your kids because you might always be the person taking the pictures, come. Get pictures. Alicia's an amazing photographer, and you can get some pretty high-quality Halloween pictures.
She's amazing.
Thanks. I make people do really silly stuff in photos, too. So you get some serious ones and
turn out really good.
Stop it.
Because you prompt them to be excited. So, yeah, the pictures I was just looking through last year's to use for some of our promos, and the kids are so cute.
I loved last year's. It was so much fun.
Cute little kidlets. Yeah. And so you won't get the pictures on site because Alicia has like over 500, 600 pictures she's got to process. But we will share.
Yeah, please don't make me do that.
But we will share all the picture files on our Facebook event page.
Yeah. So come get cool photos. Teresa. What's that sound?
Where?
What?
Teresa, what's happening?
Is that a Jurassic Park sign?
Okay. This sounds dangerous.
Clever girl.
So if you're listening, we have a little hint of what our trunk and what maybe the overall theme for the trunk or treat is this year.
It's celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Ooh.
In the cinema.
Hooray! Close enough.
It's absolutely one of my favorite movies. I've probably seen it 100 times. I'm not even lying.
I love that movie.
So if you're not sure what to dress up for Halloween this year, we have three ways to style some everyday pieces of clothing that might already be in your closet and that you can use to come up with some fun costumes. So I know for me, I have like a black dress in my closet. So three different ways to style a little black dress. Could be, you could be like a cat. So you just take your cat. You got the cat. You can find cat ears and a cat tail and maybe like some fun cat accessories.
And use some permanent marker to just draw on everything.
And or we do sell brand new makeup.
Oh, yeah.
In our stores that you make better. Like a cute little kitty costume. And then another way, if you've got a lovely black dress and if you're a Turner Classic Movies, maybe like fan, you could do a little Breakfast at Tiffany's where you have long gloves, the little tiara, because who doesn't like a moment, throw a tiara on their head and eat some beignets. Was it beignets or were they donuts?
No idea.
It was some kind of powdery substance.
Something delicious.
And then throw on some black sunglasses. And then the third way, which is the classic, is a witchy witch. You get the broom. You get the fancy hat, a little black hat, maybe some fun accessories like spiderweb earrings or some, it's bats. It's freaking bats. I love bats. It's bats. I freaking love bats.
I want to see a hipster witch.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Look like?
I don't know.
Does it involve plaid?
I was thinking like a handlebar mustache of some sort. A bun.
A bearded witch.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh,
very that progressive. Is.
That is
well
very
done.
Unique. That's, yeah. That's a, I don't know. No. Excuse me.
Pardon you.
Close enough.
Sorry. I'm a little gassy this morning. So, Alicia, what have you got? What's three thing? Like, what's...
Well, if you've got something as simple as a white button down.
I mean, who doesn't have a white button down?
I have half of one.
And if you don't have one, you can get it at Goodwill.
You can get it at Goodwill. We got a surplus of them. So if you've got a white button down, you can fit this. And one of the costumes you can be is like a mathlete. Ooh. Or some kind of like, you know.
Scientist.
Okay, yeah. If you got a white button down, you could be your professor.
Ooh.
You could dress. You know what I really think would be great is for all of you and like Gen Z kids. You know, school's already just started up, and I think you should create a costume dressing as your teacher, and everyone should like everyone in the class should dress as your favorite teacher.
And what's some accessories that you can use with that white button-down shirt?
You can get a pocket protector. You can put pens in the pocket. You can get, you know, those, they're kind of non-prescription, thick-rimmed glasses. You can get a bow tie. You can get suspenders. We've got all that in the stores.
Nice.
Come shop. So, yeah, the other one, Risky Biz. And you could be like Tom Cruise and get a long white button down. Maybe put some like shorts or something underneath.
White shorts, yeah.
Famously the tiny whiteies. Yeah. Right, the big old briefs.
And then you can get some of them big, thick, like tube socks, white tube socks, and then just slide your way around town.
Slide your way into winning that costume contest.
Heck yeah. Another costume is... one of my favorites. One more time, because it's Britney. So you can get, so you've got your white button down, and then you can, like, button it halfway and then do the whole, like, tying it, you know, and showing off your navel.
She's all about her belly.
That's a little Risky Biz right there.
Risky Biz. Get like a gray cardigan to go with it. You can get, you know, create like the space bun, or not space, but you can get the pigtails and get like fuzzy, you can get fuzzy scrunchies.
Oh.
Another option is if you can't find fuzzy scrunchies, you can get like a feathery boa and you can cut it into pieces and just tie them around your pigtails. And that'll kind of give that same effect. So getting creative with it.
There's all kinds of stuff like that in the craft section. There's always like... those puffy balls, and I always want to make something with them.
I know, and there's a lot of glittery stuff, too.
So, Teresa, what else is in our closet that people might generally have that they can make maybe some last-minute costumes out of?
Well, classic blue jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go a lot of different ways. Rosie the Riveter is a good one, you know, girl power, all that. You need a bandana, just roll up your sleeves, you know, show your guns off. That's always a good one.
It's classic.
Classic pose that she's got, you know. Bruce Springsteen, come on. The boss from Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, you might have to walk into a room backwards, like you have the blue jeans with the bandana.
You can hold a flag in front of you and, you know, the whole effect.
Exactly.
Maybe if Bruce isn't your boss, you know, just the classic kind of like rocker country music star.
Put a bunch of gel in your hair.
Yeah.
Slick it back.
Boom. You're in.
Boom.
Make
if you have a guitar.
Ooh,
bonus.
Love it.
You can look at one of those like inflatable guitars too. I know I've seen those in the store.
And then you can smash it on the stage.
Whatever you gotta do, you know.
Rock it.
Find it at Goodwill. One thing I love is Wayne's World. That's totally my jam.
Wayne's
That's
World.
Like my favorite era of SNL, I think. And I still listen to Dana Carvey and David Spade's podcast these days. Check it out. But yeah,
if you're listening, sponsor us.
You know, I've seen those Wayne's World wigs in the store. You can for sure find a wig and do Garth or Wayne, you know, get a funny Aerosmith hat or whatever. And like me today, I have my ripped up jeans on and, you know, that's what he always had in the basement.
You can even probably create your own Wayne's World, like the globe. Doesn't he have a globe there? Yeah. You can create your own hat. Just get a hat. Even like pin, you know, like a construction paper logo to it or something.
I mean, get the hat from Goodwill, save the planet, and then, you know, wear it all year long.
If you have a friend with a deep voice, he could follow you around and say, "You're watching Public Access in Aurora, Illinois."
And just walk around and be like, "Hi, we're in Delaware."
So we hope we inspired you with maybe three different items that are currently in your closet. But if you still need a little help or maybe you want to be a little more outside the box, you can visit our website for a little more
inspiration.
Hauntingly fabulous inspiration.
Spoopy.
Spoopy.
And if you've got some really creative costumes that you've done in the past, don't be shy. Send them in. Let us see your fabulous creations.
For all the world to see.
Yes. Go viral.
Tag us on Instagram. And if you got that fabulous cape, flaunt it.
Well, how does that video go? Work it. Work it.
More passion.
More passion. More legs. More legs. Don't forget, check us out at the Expo happening October 14th. And don't forget to stop by at our trunk or treat that we've got going on. See some surprises at our South Hill location on
October 28th.
Nice. And don't forget, if you're shopping in our stores and you find your sweet, sweet costume, hashtag, I'm channeling my boss now, hashtag thrill of the hunt, tag us so we can share your spooktacular costumes.
And that's what's good.
Hey. If you're hearing this message, you've listened to our new episode all the way to the end. And for that, thank you.
And don't forget to keep up with What's Good by following us on social media. On Facebook at INW Goodwill, Instagram at Goodwill_INW, Twitter at GoodwillINW, and TikTok at GoodwillINW.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ivana.
Ivana what?
Ivana, suck your blood.